Hey everyone, this is Logan from Cigar Federation for Cigar Chat, broadcast worldwide on the Armed Forces Radio Network.com. Thanks for serving us and thanks for tuning in tonight. We have a couple of special guests tonight, actually. Well, first one, and this was the least of the special guests, we have actually Seth filling in for Rob tonight, which is actually a pleasure because I don't have to deal with Rob's nonsense. So, Seth, how's it going, brother?
It's going well. I'm glad that I'm the least of the special guests, and there's only two of us. So I know I'm right at the bottom of the two people there.
Well, in my eyes, you're above Rob. So, I mean, that's not saying much, but you are. So,
hey,
I love you, Seth.
I love you too, Logan. That's awkward. Let's move forward.
We're moving forward.
I'm okay with my man love. We can talk about it.
We can talk about the man love later. So, tonight we actually have a very special guest. As you guys know who listen to the show regularly, we interview a lot of manufacturers and a lot of suppliers in the industry, but tonight we decided to actually mix it up. We actually have a very special guest. We have Delicia, the Cigar Vixen, from CigarVixen.com with us. So, Delicia, how are you doing tonight?
Fabulous. Much better now. Got my cigar lit and glass of wine, so good to go.
What kind of wine are you drinking?
This is actually from my birthday. It's a Cab Sauv, and I can't remember the brand. It's a Spanish Cabernet, so.
Oh, nice.
Yeah.
I'm not much of a wine drinker.
Yeah.
You don't drink much at all, Logan.
Right now, so
that's true.
It's been an interesting day, so anything that I had, you know, in finger reach would work.
Well, fair enough. Well, thank you. We appreciate you you taking the time to join me and, well, me and Seth tonight. So, you know, we've got a lot of questions. We got a lot of people who are very interested to learn more about you. So maybe let's just start at the top. I think everyone's familiar with, you know, CigarVixen.com, familiar with your YouTube videos, kind of where you got your start. Give everyone just kind of a brief background how you got into doing reviews and being involved in new media with cigars.
I like the new media term. Well, you know, I, as most people know, I talk about it all the time, but I have a huge family, and I come from predominantly, you know, men, lots of guy cousins. Everybody was a smoker, so I grew up kind of just being around, you know, cigar smoking and drinking and all that. So that was kind of like a natural progression, I guess, for me. As far as starting the reviews, really it was like a coin toss between starting to jar salsa, because I like to make salsa, or doing cigar reviews. And since the salsa thing was kind of crazy, the cigar review seemed like it'd be a lot of fun, kind of a more of a unique niche, I guess. So
are you like a pioneer woman, like jarring jams and stuff, or what? Because I definitely don't see you as a pioneer woman.
No, it's funny because that's like, I love to cook, so my salsa is like my staple. And so anywhere I would bring it, people always really like it, so people would always say, you know, you should sell this stuff. And I was thinking, well, I go to farmers markets a lot to buy produce. And I was like, it'd be kind of cool to have like a little salsa stand and like slap my name on it, put my family's name. And then I was like, yeah, it seems like a lot of work to get all the patents with food. And then like, what if someone gets sick or, you know, I don't know. So again, the cigars seems like a much better niche to get into.
I'm more Logan, hold on, man. We're going back to the salsa here.
What right, hey, man,
is the secret ingredient? It's not my show. What is the secret ingredient to salsa, in your opinion?
Well, I think it's the way it's cooked. You know, everybody has their own little style. There's a joke about, you know, if it's really hot, it's because you were mad. You know what I mean? Like, that's like a little Spanish saying, like, oh, you must have been mad because this is really spicy. So that's kind of like a little joke. But, yeah, I think it's just the way that you cook it. Because you can do the fresh thing, you can blend it, you can roast it, boil it, there's all kinds of ways. So.
There is. I love salsa. I really want some chips
and
salsa.
It comes with everything. It's like morning, noon, night, evening, snack. All good.
You know what's funny? You're talking about morning. I thought about eating salsa in the morning, but there was one morning where I was speaking with Logan. It was 9 o'clock my time, so it was 8 a.m. his time. And he's eating a bowl of ice cream. It's like a little kid during the summertime.
Hey, man, listen.
Was
Seth,
it coffee flavored, hopefully?
I don't really like coffee.
It's probably like tea cotton guy. Candy. It's probably cotton candy.
I'm a big tea guy. Because I've spent a lot of time in the UK and India. And, you know, obviously outside of the U.S., like, well, recently on my trip to Nicaragua, I got Montezuma's Revenge and the Deli Belly something.
Oh,
promotion.
My gosh.
It was bad. So I only drink, when I'm over in India, hot beverages so I can kill all the bad stuff just in case. But, yeah, I mean, It was one of those things. I had like a Sonic, you know, a Sonic Blaster or something, and I just felt like eating it. You know, it's just, I was hungry, man.
That's
just
right.
Get off me, Seth.
I'm not on you, man. Wow.
Hey, man.
It's like one of those little secrets, you know. What did Logan have the morning I talked to him?
Yeah.
That's ice cream. We should do a raffle.
Yeah,
it's
that's a good
trivia
question. You should raffle up an awesome box of cigars so I can win, okay? I like that.
I could. Well, speaking of cigars, so you kind of mentioned that, you know, your family had been kind of smoking cigars. So when did you actually get into cigars? I mean, obviously you did it over when you were 18 because you're a law-abiding citizen. But, you know, tell us about your first experience actually smoking. How did that come about?
Well, my first experience, my first cigar, I remember it because it made me really sick. And I think it was because it was like a family party and we had been drinking and mixing all kinds of crazy concoctions. And then at the end of the night, it was like my uncle's little ritual was like, come outside, you know, they're drinking whiskey. And I was like, have this cigar. And it was a Macanudo, which is super mild, but I think it was just the whole, like, all the drinks and then the whiskey topped it off with that. But that was like my very first cigar. And I was like, oh my gosh. And I'm very competitive. So those guys, of course, didn't let me live it down. They're like, oh, you got sick. You're such a girl. You're a wimp. So then, of course, I had to, like, you know, save face and start smoking for real. And that's kind of like what got me into it. And at that time, it was definitely not like an everyday thing. It was more like just family parties and things like that. Like whenever people were smoking, like I wasn't going in and buying them. It was more like, oh, they're there, so let me grab one and smoke it. It wasn't until...
Got it, okay.
I guess, like, maybe a few years back that, like, my first memorable cigar that just really got me hooked was the Padron 64. I mean, I smoked that one, and it was just like, oh, okay, that's it. You know, that's really what got me into it. From, you know, as far as going in and, like, buying them, and then the review stuff came later. And I used that word casually in the beginning because I was more or less just talking about it and kind of reading other people's reviews in the very beginning because I didn't know much about it other than I liked it. I didn't know anything about, you know, how they were made, what the blends looked like. It was more of just like, okay, this is cool. Let me read about it. But from there, it's kind of just grown. Yeah, so it's a lot of fun.
That's cool. So, you know, we have a question from Doc Will, one of our regulars on the show, and it kind of ties in. It says, what do you, you know, and I know you, for the people out there that don't, you smoke regular cigars. I mean, not that there's girl cigars or guy cigars or cigars, but you don't smoke a lot of, you know, flavored or infused cigars. But I'm sure you get the question probably a lot of, you know, ladies coming saying, hey, what should I smoke? What do you recommend? Do you tell them to start with, like, something that's flavored or infused to kind of get started, or you just tell them go for the gusto and smoke something that you enjoy?
Yeah, you know... there's a couple answers to that question. One, honestly, I'm going to just be super raw. I never recommend flavored cigars. That's just not I don't personally smoke them, so I don't recommend them. I mean, they're there, and if somebody, like, if we happen to be in a cigar lounge and that question comes up and they're in the humidor and they bring it up, like, hey, my, you know, so-and-so said I should have a flavored one, it's like, yeah, you know, try one out. Maybe out of those I might point them into the direction of, like, the Rocky, you know, the Java, because it's not as infused, I guess. I don't know. But normally I would ask them, you know, what's your price point? Like, is price an object? And if it's not, then, you know, I would steer them towards, like, a Davidoff, one of the classics, or even, like, the Grand Cru, because they're kind of mild. If they don't want to spend that kind of money, then, you know, like a CAO Criollo or something that's mild, I would just walk them into the humidor and kind of give them a couple different selections. But I really just wouldn't recommend the infused. That's just not my own personal.
That's cool. Yeah, I mean, it's not. I will say this, and Seth will back me up, because I'm not a huge infused guy either. But after walking into the aging room of the acids at Drew Estate and the tobaccos as well as the Javas, oh my God, it smells like just a chocolate chip. Like, I just wanted to bathe in it. Like, it was so awesome.
It was
amazing.
It was pretty nice. I mean, it's the Java aging room. Just it's like I don't really want to leave. I don't want to smoke them, but I like it.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, exactly. It's like to each his own. You know, there's some people that like really like them, and in fact, it's funny because a couple of the lounges I've gone into, they sell more to men than they do the flavored ones to the women. Like, they'll have couples come in, and it's like the man is the one picking out the flavored one, and the woman's like, nah, they want like a, you know, a real, I mean, I don't want to say real cigar, but, you know, a non-flavored cigar. So, kind of funny.
Well, so I got another great question following up from Ian Winchester, and said that your wife is only mildly interested in smoking with me. Do you have any advice or a good way to get her to be more involved in my hobby?
I would definitely recommend doing some cigar events with her, because depending on like what part of the U.S. you're in, you know, there's a lot of cool different cigar events, from the tweet-ups or like just the, you know, the local lounges, maybe on a smaller scale if that's what's, you know, around you. But the cigar events are a great way to meet really cool people. And now, I mean, every day of the week there's something going on, whether it's like a, you know, wine and cigar pairing, or just things that where she could meet other people, and preferably other women that smoke, would be a nice way to kind of get her into it a little bit more than just, I don't know if maybe if they're used to like smoking just at home maybe, or in their local lounge, but maybe just kind of venture outside of that little box and, you know, go to some different events where there's a lot of people and maybe meet some friends.
Okay. No, I think that's good advice. Go ahead,
Logan, you know, another good advice, another piece of advice, and this is couples.
Quit making fun of me, Seth. Hate you.
I'm not making fun of you. This is true couples advice. What's his name? That's Ian Winchester? Ian Winchester?
Yes.
Is that it? Ian,
that's it.
If you want her to be interested in your hobbies, show some interest into her hobbies. Ask her what she likes to do. If you do an event with her that she wants to do, she should do an event with you. That's just communication with couples. That's what it's all about.
That's a good one. Absolutely.
I mean, and I will say,
the day job, the couple's advice, that's good.
Oh, he gives me plenty. He gives me plenty.
I'm mentally centered, man. I'm centered.
He is mentally centered. That's funny. So, another question for you, Delicia. A lot of questions we got to get through here, but one of them I think is kind of interesting. It says that it kind of ties in with the events part of it. This is from where we go here. This is for Thomas. He asks that you seem to be involved with a lot of events. Different cigar events that have happened, for example, I recently down in Pro Cigar and have been touring around. Is that something that you do for fun? Is that something that you do to promote the industry? Why do I see you at so many events?
A little bit of both. You know, for fun, budget-wise, I try to go to as many things as I can that are local to me, that I, you know, within driving distance, because, again, it's a great place to meet people and for me to kind of even, you know, self-promote and talk about the website and meet other cigar smokers. Some of the events that are farther away have been, you know, sponsored for me to go. And again, it's a lot of fun, so that part's, you know, always there. But it's a great way just for me, you know, personally, to get more knowledge of the industry. When you get to go to the factories and you see, you know, the rolling and the different, you know, every factory has its own system, you know, that they make their cigars and their employees and whatnot. So, you know, that's kind of part of it as well, but really it's just getting, also, like, you guys can vouch for that too, is getting the content, you know, for the site, things to write about, things to take pictures on, the videos, you know, it's kind of all tied in together.
No, absolutely. Absolutely. Seth, ask a question while I look at the chat here. I'm trying to get some more questions. I'm putting you on the spot.
Ask a question? Gosh, man, that's tough. I wasn't totally prepared.
Actually, now that we have my buzzer, let's actually take a 5-second radio break, or can't even talk. Ralph always does this. Take a 5 seconds of radio silence before we start our next episode, our next segment. And we're back. This is Logan with Cigar Chat, broadcasting Cigar Federation, the Armed Forces Radio Network, heard around the world. We're with Delicia, the Cigar Vixen, and Seth was actually about ready to say something insightful before we took our break. Seth, continue with your insightful comment.
And that 5 seconds, really brought it down for me.
I'm sorry.
You know, cigars that reach out to you, because I was curious about what type of cigars reach out to a lot of people. Like, for instance, I know Logan likes a lot of stronger cigars, a lot of full-bodied right cigars right there. Man, what is all that noise?
Sorry, I'm outside. I'm actually going to
call. That's cool.
That's cool. as I said last time we were on the Cigar Federation Collective thing, you have a life, Logan and I don't. What cigars reach out to you? What do you look for in a cigar?
I always go for, the Maduro wrappers, like if I'm just choosing, anything. I love Maduros. They always have a richer, kind of a sweeter taste to them. They always work with my palate. If I could have all of my cigars in a Lancero, I would be thrilled. Like, that's my favorite Vitola to smoke. That's my favorite just experience. I think it's my opinion that it's, like, the best way to experience a cigar because you're tasting, just like a flavor burst every time. So I love Lanceros, and if they're a Maduro, even better. That's kind of, I don't know if you're looking like specifically which ones or just kind of a general.
That's kind of where I was kind of going with it. I'm always interested to find Maduro people, and Lanceros are just terrific sizes, and when they're done correctly, they can be amazing.
They are. I'm in love with them. That's like my favorite.
What about smoke? What's your favorite Lancero right now? And your favorite Maduro? Maybe it's the same cigar.
Well, that is probably a harder question because it depends. Like, I always change it up. It's kind of like my music, like whatever I'm in the mood for. But recently I've been smoking a lot of the La Paulina Maduros. They make a Lancero. It's a Maduro. It's super oily wrapper. It's like this epic, flavor on the wrapper. It's beautiful. And they smoke perfect for me every time, so. That's kind of been like just a recent. I've been smoking a lot of those the last couple weeks or so.
That is a good cigar.
That is a good cigar. So, back to some of these audience questions. One from one of my favorites, my boy Harley Holmes. Harley's a good guy. He says, Delisa, can you describe your review style? And can you tell us a little bit about your website and what is different in the membership area of your website versus the rest?
Okay.
So it's like actually two questions in one. He likes to be tricky like that.
Well, my review style, I guess, is fairly unrehearsed, unscripted. It's pretty casual. I mean, I try to do more reviews like on location, like if I'm out somewhere because I live in SoCal, so there's a lot of cool scenery, and I like to go to the beach and be on boats, stuff like that. So if I happen to be there, I'll try and sneak a review in also to kind of give people like the whole scenery effect. But I also have the little, my faux studio that I've been working on at home, which is just like a little sit down area, and I'm slowly starting to add like artwork and stuff to it. But so that's kind of my process. I'll jot down some notes. I'll try and smoke at least one ahead of time. And then if I can, like, a couple of them. But usually just one, and I'll jot down some notes on like the flavor points that I got from it, and then when I get in front of the camera, I'll just kind of redo it, talk about break it into thirds, talk about the flavors, and I try as far as like the order, because I have a lot of cigars in queue right now, but I'll try to just review them based on like when they're sent to me. I let them sit for a little bit, obviously, and kind of hang out in the humidor and get settled in there, and then I'll try and do them based on whoever sent it to me first, kind of thing. So nothing fancy. I definitely am not like, I don't have it all graphed out. I'm not like crazy organized that way. I just have them ready to grab from the humidor.
That's good.
Just have them ready to rock and roll.
It's good to let them get in that humidor.
Yeah, definitely. It makes a difference. Because I'll be impatient. Like right now I'm smoking this Sake Bomb, and they just came like yesterday. And I know that they need to sit for a little bit in there, but I was, like, impatient. I haven't had it yet, so I wanted to try it. But I'm sure, like, the next one that I smoke after it's been sitting there for a little bit will be even better.
So. Yeah, anybody who would put out a review of a cigar, especially the Sake Bomb, who just got it.
You're a jerk.
Oh, wait a minute, Logan, you just did that.
Hey, listen.
Little Sake Bomb. You're excited about it, right?
Well, yeah, I mean, I was excited, but let me say...
He's a premature cigar reviewer.
No, that's not true. Seth, first of all, you're lying through your teeth. There's a method to the madness. And let me tell you the method to the madness is two things. One is how many people, and I only do this when I have more than one or two of the cigars, basically.
Yeah.
But how many people do you know that when they get us, I mean, obviously, Alicia, you're exactly right. Once you get a cigar, you want to take it out, you want to put it in your humidor to rest and acclimate. That's what you want to do. But how many people do you know that order cigars either through the mail or whatever, and they get the package after 4 or 5 days. It's been set in the hot sun or it's super cold outside, and the first thing they do is light one up.
Yeah.
I always put them in my heat.
But hold on. But, Alicia, you're right. People do that. And the reason I smoke one off the truck.
You know?
Yeah, exactly. So I always smoke one off the truck pretty quick, and then I'll wait. Unless I'm trying to, you know, get the review out before it releases, of course. But I'll wait because I always like to see how they smoke, because I thought the Soggy Bomb, even though it was only in the humidor for like a day, day and a half, smoked phenomenal. And if it smokes that great after being in the mail, think how great it's going to smoke a week, 2 weeks, a year in your humidor. So
that's my theory on this one. So
there you go. So what do you think? Now that we're talking about the Soggy Bomb, I mean, have you smoked a lot of La Bombas? Is this the first one? What do you think of it?
No, I actually really like his La Bomba line. I actually like quite a few of his cigars. The La Bomba one is one that I kind of went through a trend with them. Like last year, I think around the summertime, I was smoking a lot of them. Even the big one, which I don't usually go for the larger ring gauges, but I even tried it just because it was like this big hype about it's going to knock you out and all that, the big, you know, huge atomic one that they had. And it was, you know, they're good. I actually like his Lazonas. Just for like a mild, like early morning smoke, and they're super inexpensive, so it's like a good. Like I always tell people, like yeah, pick up one of those. Like if you're not sure and you're just wanting to try stuff, like they're super inexpensive and they're flavorful for being at that price point. So I like his stuff.
See, you're outnumbered, Seth. 2-1.
I don't have any cigars anyway, so I don't get to smoke anymore.
Don't believe that, Alicia. Seth, I'm like, hey, Seth. Do you have Grimalkin? He's like, yeah, I have an unopened box. Oh, do you have any Dirty Rats? Oh, yeah, I had an unopened box from the initial release. Seth's got more cigars than anybody. Seriously.
I hoard them. I don't smoke them. I just hoard them. I just buy them. Then I just throw them away. So, but that's the way I do. Yeah, I got some sake bombs. They're just chilling in my humidor. So
gotta wait until they're all settled, right?
Well, I'm going to do the review of them after I do a couple sake bombs, because if you're going to call it, I mean, you have to do the whole thing.
You got to go get some sushi, some sake bombs, get the whole effect, yeah.
It's an experience.
Suck it to me. That was stupid. And I said that in my review, so anybody that actually read my review, I apologize.
That was stupid.
I know. Anyway, Seth, I hate you now, so I'm going to ask questions. So another question, Delicia, and this question came up a lot, and you could probably figure that this was coming, but Alan would like to know if you're single or married, and if you are married or have a significant other, does your significant other smoke cigars?
I am single, but if I was going to get married, they would definitely have to be a cigar person, because that's like, not only is it what I do, but it's what I do on my off time, so that's like not negotiable. And plus I'm like surrounded by cigar people most of the time, so that would probably be the only place to, you know, hang around and you know, meet people. But yeah, I'm not married.
Not married, okay. Surprise, but okay. Hey, that's interesting. Okay. So what about the fellow that I met at IPCPR that was there with you and is like, I guess you're videographer and yeah. Not?
He is.
You don't have to answer. I'm just curious.
Gosh, Logan, get him personal here.
He does all my video and the editing and all that. Yeah, he's a part of it. He's the behind-the-scenes Cigar Vixen person.
Okay. Yeah, I wouldn't want to mess with that guy. He looks like he knows some, like, judo punches or something. Like, he'd take somebody out. Yeah.
He's kind of a ninja, yeah.
Kind of a ninja.
He doubles up the bodyguard, too.
Okay. Oh, hey. I mean, he's scary. I mean, not scary, but I wouldn't want to mess with him. But I'm just a big fat blob. It says that I eat ice cream at 8 in the morning.
Did I call you a big fat blob, sensitive man? Did I call you a big fat guy? No, I didn't. I just said you had ice cream in the morning. It's not what I have in the morning, but I'm a hippie. So
you are a hippie.
I have wheatgrass and chia seeds in the morning. So there we go.
I just thought it was funny that we went from, like, salsa to, like, ice cream in the morning. That was kind of funny.
Well, you're lucky Rob's not here, because if Rob was here, he'd be like, so, Delicia, question one, what is your name? Question two.
Yeah.
This is my impression of Rob. You have to have the hat backwards, and you have to, like, get right in the camera. So I'm Rob, and what are we doing?
Yeah.
No. Well, it's going to be more of an uncut show. Rob's not here, but that's neither here nor there. So, Delicia, another question from the audience. Let me see here. What is one cigar that every time you smoke it, you just get a smile on your face?
I mean, there's quite a few of those, but I'm trying to think of one that really just... I mean, literally any cigar that I'm smoking, because if I'm smoking, I'm happy, but I really like that... The Healy Grange, the drumstick, that one is like instant. Probably because the name too. It's like, you know, reminds me of an ice cream cone. So that one's always a big Kool-Aid smile. But there's quite a few of them that do. Nico Rusticas are like everyone that has seen anything of mine. I always talk about those because they're, again, a super value stick and they're super good. So that one is probably one that I smoke at least like 3 times a week. And I'm always smiling with those. I love those cigars.
That was your number one cigar of the year, wasn't it? Well, am I correct?
It
was top 10.
Yeah, it made like, I think it was like the second, number two. Okay. The number one was the London, the Falto London. Another London.
So, we're coming up on a break in a minute, and I want to ask about Falto cigars, but we don't have enough time to. So in the last minute before our break, couple of quick questions. How many cigars do you typically smoke a week?
Maybe... between 10 and 15 a week, probably.
Wow.
That's... how many days are there in a week? Seven.
Seven. So at least one a day, typically.
Yeah, at least one a day. Yeah.
So final question before we take our break here is, what is one cigar that you've smoked this year, a new release this year, that's just absolutely blown your mind?
Oof. I don't even know if it's hit. It just hit the shelves, probably. Well, there was two, actually. One was the Davidoff, and I want to say it was part of the, it was their limited edition 2014. I want to say it was their, like, their art edition. I had it in the DR, and that one was just like, oh my gosh, it was so good. And then another one that I just smoked recently, and I think it's just coming out, is the Falto, the Los Banderas. It's another Lancero, so of course I was like super stoked about it, but that one was really good too.
Okay. And
which one was that?
Oh.
The Falto, those
Falto. Oh, okay,
yeah. Well, cool. With that, we're going to be back just after these messages.
I'm going to grab my lighter.
And we're back. Thank you for tuning back in after this segment. We're sitting here with Delicia, the cigar vixen. She actually got up to get a lighter.
She just left.
She just left. She took it. She does enough of our nonsense.
Turn out the lights. The party's over.
It never fails that as soon as I sit down, the lighter runs out of butane. So,
do you drive a Lamborghini?
I was going to ask that too.
Not yet. I will one day. That's like my.
That's your goal. What type of Lamborghini do you want?
I probably would go for, like, the Aventador, like an all-white, black rims, tinted windows Aventador. But a Mercy's not bad either. I mean, you can't, like, pretty much
any of them. Not bad.
Any of them you do would be bad. Gallardo's work, too. I mean, they're all good.
There you go.
There you go. Next question from Bill Williams, and I know you know Bill well.
Really?
I did not know this, but... apparently you have a big family with six sisters and a big family. Tell us a little bit about, you know, have they influenced, well, I know the men on the side, but, I mean, do you ever get around and smoke cigars with your sisters, or is this something that you just do? Tell us a little bit about your family.
My family's crazy. We're all over the place. I actually have three sisters and one brother, and they're all older than me. My sisters are, they're a little different. I mean, they're probably, like, I'm the youngest of them, and my oldest sister's really cool. Her fiance is a golfer, so she'll smoke a cigar occasionally. She's definitely not like an avid smoker, but she'll hang out and she'll smoke one, you know, with him. My middle sister lives in Tennessee, and she's like, she wouldn't smoke anything, like ever. Like, she's just really like, I don't know, that's just not her thing. She'll drink sometimes, but even that, it's like very limited. And then the youngest of the three of them, she's kind of like, she'll try it, but she's not really, like, into it. That's not her thing. My brother's definitely a cigar smoker. Like, I smoke with him pretty often.
Okay.
And then, like, my dad will smoke. My mom, you know, not so much now, probably, like, maybe 10 years ago, like, she would probably be cool to, like, sit down and smoke with. But, like, all my aunts and uncles smoke, so they're just kind of, I mean, not, like, the women are kind of, like, more so socially. Like, if there's a party or something, they'll bum a smoke or something, but they won't go buy them. But my uncles definitely do. And all my cousins, they're all into it.
Well, that's cool. Yeah. No one in my family other than me smokes. But.
Are you an aunt?
Yes.
I could tell it. I knew it.
I'm the cool aunt, of course. I'm like,
You are. I could see. I was like, she's an aunt. I know it.
Yep.
I know this because I have an 18-month. So it's like you can spot the parents, the dads, the moms, aunts, uncles. Boom. She's an aunt.
I'm the cool auntie. I have a bunch of nieces and nephews, too. Like, they're all from all different age ranges. So my oldest nephew, I mean, I was like a kid when he was born. And he's, I just got him into, you know, trying out a cigar. He's kind of like, oh, they're too strong. And I'm like, nah, you just got it. Because he was,
what's he, 15?
He was leaning towards like, oh, I'm going to smoke cigarettes. I'm like, no, don't do that. You know, it's so for you. I'm like, here, have a cigar instead. So that's, we'll see. But he's 19. So he's, like I said, I was a little kid when he was born. So he's really cool. He's like, I'm the cool auntie.
That's cool.
Oh,
yeah, no aunts. No, I have no, yeah, I have no, no, well, I guess I have cousins, but I, yeah, I mean, I guess I am an uncle. My brother just had a baby, and my wife and I are having our first year. You know, our family, we're not like it's not that we're like a bad family, but we're just not, I mean, like, I don't talk to him every day. I go like 6 months without talking to my brother, but when we talk for like 2 hours, you know, like, I don't know, it's just weird, but enough about my family. Here's a question, and this theme is kind of ran through, Alicia, so hopefully this isn't too personal, and I don't think it is, but have you found that when you attend cigar events or do your reviews that some men are intimidated by, you know, I mean, obviously your knowledge of cigars and your beauty, or do people just kind of accept you who you are? I mean, have you ran into any problems with that?
Not really. I mean, occasionally you meet at, like, some of the larger events, some random people that have had too much to drink that make some interesting comments, but for the most part, everybody's very accepting, and I've heard from people that get to know me, like, I'm just a normal person, like, I don't think I intimidate anybody. I'm pretty approachable and friendly, and I'm very sarcastic. I usually make fun of myself, so I don't leave much room for anybody else to, I don't know, I'm pretty approachable, I'd like to think, so. And again, over a cigar is pretty much like the easiest conversation starter. And it's usually like, how'd you get into cigars? And then from there, it's like, okay, it develops into something else.
True. Yeah, I mean, when I mentioned IPCPR, I mean, there was a few guys that I with, and names will not mention, but were like, who was that chick? I can't believe you're talking to her. And I'm like, no, she was like super cool and like just, you know what I mean, just very approachable and everything. And I was like, yeah, there's nothing to be scared of. Just like, go talk to her. Like, you know, it's just... But I mean, I can see how that is, because I mean, it is kind of a rarity to have, you know, a girl that one smokes a lot of cigars and then has the knowledge that you have. I mean, it is kind of rare. I mean, there's a lot of Seths and there's a lot of Logans, but there's not a lot of Adelicias. So.
No, you guys are unique. Also, everybody has their own special draw.
I am unique.
You are unique. You know.
I mean, that's giving out, you know, relationship advice. I mean, he's definitely up there with the unique. No, I'm just kidding.
Look at that, one of one.
Yeah, that's an odd bird. I could tell you some stories, but they're not appropriate for the air. Yeah, those are for after. Exactly. So
you're going to make fun of my whole little morning meditation in Drew Estate, aren't you?
I was thinking about it, but no, actually, man, I respect it, because I was just sawing logs and like snoring and keeping Eric awake like all night and like stinking up the room. So
I got to hear about your trip too. That's so cool.
It was cool. I mean, I'll let Seth do it.
It was a good time, and it would have been a lot better if Logan wasn't there.
So, oh, you jerk.
I'm teasing. Jeez. But
no,
we're not going to talk about much. It was a really good time.
It was cool. We're actually doing a broadcast next Thursday, because Cigar Chat's actually on Tuesday, where we're going to talk about it. But, yeah, I mean, it was it was awesome. It was definitely a trip of a lifetime. I mean,
yeah.
I'm working on writing stuff, but apparently I have writer's block. But yeah, I mean, it was really, really cool. I mean, I know you've been to, at least you've been to the DR and you've seen factories and stuff, and you see a lot of the same things, but I think the thing that stood out for me was just how Drew Estate, like, you know, has a reputation of fun. You have Jonathan wearing crazy stuff, but when you get down to it, it's probably one of the best well-oiled businesses in the cigar industry, just with some of the stuff that they do around their quality control and stuff. It was just, for me, it was just very, very eye-opening. So
I feel like I'm reading my article.
No, I said that, but I just cannot verbalize what I'm trying to say, and you're better with the written word. But anyways, those folks on Delicia, we're not talking about you, Seth. Next question from Craig at Citrus Walk. What is your favorite cigar accessories? Like, for example, what's your favorite lighter, cutter of choice? And I see that you use a lot of cedar spills. Tell me about that.
Yeah, I was just going to say cedar spills if I'm home, and I'm, you know, I have a big stash of them. So I love how they just accent, you know, the cigars, obviously, with the cedar. That's a good pick. As far as, like, lighters, I have an older, like, I try and throw in some different ones for the video reviews because I have a little stash of different lighters and stuff. But on my off time, like, my personal, what I go to all the time are the, I have a set of, it's an older set of Calibri. It's the Tonino Lamborghini because I'm a nerd. But it's a double, you know, guillotine is my favorite type of cutter because it just gives a clean cut every time. And I'm used to it. I know the gauge on it real easy. I could do it blind. That's like my go-to cutter. And then I also have a matching lighter. It's a single torch or single flame torch lighter. And I usually go for the single flames. And I like Calibri. I mean, I'll use some different stuff, you know, whenever, because I'm notorious for not bringing my own stuff to, like, cigar lounges. I always bum lighters off people because I'm not prepared usually. But I like the single torch. They just work. Because I usually smoke the smaller Vitolas, so the single torch works well.
I think I'm about the same. I mean, I've used my pair of Zycar scissors forever. And I like cedar spills. I will say this. I don't know about you, but I have the hardest time not letting the flame get just completely out of control and just torching the side of my wrapper. I don't know about anybody else, but it's a disaster.
It takes some time. Like, first times I did it, I totally messed it up. And I was like, thank God I didn't try this at first, like, on a video thing, because it's just embarrassing. I mean, it does take, like, some, you have to work with the angles and the wind and all that. You have to kind of, like, do a little dance around it. But, you know, it's, when it works good, it's good.
Like mathematics. It was never my thing. Seth, you're full of questions and hubris. Ask a question.
I'm just laughing. I was laughing about the whole, you know, your comments about torching the cigars.
I mean, you need to be a ninja to light the cigar with the cedar still, dude. You saw me try to do it. It's horrible.
Yeah, it was kind of brutal. But, I mean, it's one of those, you know, no one brought down cutters down to Jerusalem. Everyone gets off the plane and about to smoke cigars. I have to get out my big old knife that I snuck through customs.
Yeah. This is true.
Big tuna gets anything through.
That's true. Tuna is basically a drug mule, but we'll talk. That's another episode.
That's a whole other story.
So we got another question here. And I don't think we answered this, but where is it at here?
They asked about the membership side to you.
Oh, yeah, yeah.
What are the pros of the membership side?
Right. The membership, well, it's always a work in progress at the moment, but with the membership, there's two levels, and the VIP one, there's just some more images. There's, like, a calendar for every month that you can download. There's, you know, different invitations to, like, certain events or email invitations type of things. But it's definitely something that I'm still working on putting together. That's kind of what I've been doing the last month or so is some projects that I'm working on for the members, more contests. It's kind of been, like, something that I put off, and now I'm really focusing on that again. So the member area is definitely going to be picking up here in the next month or so with some different things, more so with the contest and promotional things to win.
Very cool. Very cool. Well, so
everybody needs calendars.
Do you make an Outlook calendar version? Because that's pretty much the only calendar I use because I'm just a corporate monkey, as Seth would like to say. But we got about 2 minutes left, and Delicia, I want to spend the last time just one kind of thanking you for coming on. We'll be wrapping up the AFRN broadcast here in just a minute. But just take a couple of minutes and just tell everyone where they can find you, your website, you know, in social. After the show, how they can come connect with you.
Yeah, of course, the website's just www.cigarvixen.com. Social media on Facebook, it's set up as a personal page, so it's just Delicia, last name, Cigar Vixen, all together. And then on Twitter and Instagram, it's under just Cigar Vixen. So definitely reach me out that way or through the website. There's a contact area, so you can also contact me via that way.
And you have a calendar which shows like where events you're going to be.
Yes, also a little peek. And I try and post it usually on the social media just to kind of put it out there. I have some upcoming traveling later this month. I'll be in St. Louis the last couple days of April.
STL. Where at in St. Louis?
And then in Charlotte, the very first couple days of May. So
that's your neck of the woods, Seth.
It's south. Yeah, I'd have to make it down there. It's just one of those. I'm blushing up. So no, but yeah, no. I mean, people should check it out because you never know. You might be at an event, and they can say, "Hey, what's up?"
Yeah, absolutely.
So yeah, Delita, we appreciate you coming on and taking time to hang out with us on AFRN. I'm Logan, and unfortunately, I have Seth with me. CigarFederation.com, Cigar Chat broadcast on AFRN, heard worldwide on AFRN. I can't ever do it. Rob does it so much better than I do. But anyways,
don't you find it odd that we can't swear on the internet?
I know it's.
I'm not going to say it.
On my right.
We'll wait till the end.
We'll wait till the end. Infringing on my right. So anyways, everyone, appreciate it. Checking us out next week. Have a great week.
Adios.
Adios.
Don't get off, Vixen. You're not done. It's now going to the uncut. Oh.
Uh-oh. Good times.
And we're back because Seth couldn't shut the fuck up.
I didn't know.
I forgot of radio goddamn silence, okay. Seth. Jesus.
Here's the problem when your dumbass does the radio silence is that you don't say, and we're going silent. All of a sudden, you're just in front of the screen showing your damn fingers, but you're not saying radio silence until it's like down there, and I'm like, oh, Logan's learning how to count to three with his fingers. He's a damn effing retard.
Hey, we already know that. So, anyways.
Have moments where like you think you're off air, but then really like you're still on or something, and you're like dropping F-bombs. Does that ever happen?
It's happened on a few. I mean, we've had a few shows where usually what we'll do is the first three segments for AFRN are clean, and then this last segment up to the top of the hour, we can cut to do whatever. It'll end up on the podcast, but it doesn't go out on AFRN. But I've had people like, you know, we say don't cuss or don't do whatever, and then like they'll say like, oh shit, fuck, and then they're like, oh man, I just said shit, damn it, and we're just like, oh my god, just move past it, just go, like it's cool. But yeah, we've had a couple people.
Threats, you're like, excuse him. Yeah.
I know exactly, and you cannot imagine how impossible it is to take a video or an audio file and try to bleep out cuss words. It's almost impossible.
I'm always in awe of all your techiness because, like, that was like the biggest thing that I learned like at IPCPR with your seminar that you gave on all the social media and like all the techie stuff that I'm so like. I mean, I'm still trying to figure out half of the hashtags and all that stuff on Twitter. I always leave stuff out and like it's just I'm in awe of that because I'm very I don't know. I figured out Facebook and that's probably like the one that people don't use, you know.
Do you know that I wrote that whole presentation that Logan presented to everyone?
That's such did I have a presentation?
Yes, you had a slideshow. You put it up on a projector.
Well,
how many slides
like,
did I have?
No, I just remember you talking. I remember you like...
Exactly. I'm uncorporate. I hate slides. I only had two. One introducing myself and then one saying thank you. That was it. The rest would just be talking.
You had a slide that introduced yourself. You push enter up there. It says, hi, my name is Logan Lawler.
Pretty much. That was
you
it.
You can't just say, hi, my name is Logan Lawler.
I did that too.
Well, you know, I mean.
No. What did I'm seriously, I'm in awe of that and anyone that can, like, present in front of a larger group of people because I end up, as you can tell probably from this little, not interview, but our chat, I ramble on. I get off topic, and I'll like, oh, okay, butterfly, and I'll start, you know, I just get like super off topic half the time, and I just start rambling. And
yeah, so. It's called Adderall.
That's why I never try.
I have it bad. I'm like, let's go ride bikes.
I never try and get on topic because then you can't ever get off topic.
Yeah.
That's the way to do it.
I just have like all this stuff built up to say, and then it's like I'll just start talking about, oh, then this will trigger a story about something totally unrelated. Like I missed the question, you know, about the whole membership thing until way later. Yeah.
No, it's cool.
It's actually us who missed that one, but it just goes to, I'm a temp. I'm just filling in, so it's really Logan who missed that one.
Hey, so, man, it was two questions wrapped up together. It was poorly posed by myself and the person who asked it, so I blame them. So
don't go blaming your viewers.
I blame the viewers for everything because they always blame me for everything. So, Delicia.
Look at that.
Oh, you're doing a Cedar spill?
Look at this.
I mean, you're going to torch the shit out of that wrapper. I'm telling you, bro. You're going to torch it.
No, I'm not, dude. That thing is beautiful. I know how to do it.
Oh, that's good for you, Seth. So, Delicia, let me ask you this. Is you've been kind of doing, you know, your reviews and your site. It's coming up on 2 years, right? Is that a year and a half, 2 years?
In July.
What is the most interesting or funny thing that has happened to you since, and this can be inappropriate, as much as you want to share, I don't care, that's happened since you've got involved in New Media with Cigars?
Wow.
Most inappropriate?
I don't know. I'm kind of boring. I mean, like, I'm such a nerd that I get, like, I don't know, starstruck, I guess. So, like, the very beginning, like, meeting some of the bigger names was kind of like, okay. So, like, the very first time I met Carlitos Fuente, I walked up and there was a bunch of people and everyone, you know, wants to take his picture and stuff. So I go up there and they're giving out the cigars and I get one and he's like, oh, okay, photo op, you know, let me light it for you. I'm like, okay. So I don't even cut it, not even thinking. I'm just like, put it in my mouth, uncut. And he's like lighting the thing. And I'm like, what? You know, of course it's like, okay, great. Not only are you a rookie, but you're representing, you know, female audience and you're not even cutting your cigar. So that was kind of like a stupid, like, can't believe I did that. And people got it on camera. I mean, that was great. It got me a Lancero Opus X because he's like, I think he felt sorry for me. So he's like, oh, here. I'm like, okay.
There you go.
There you go. You worked it. Yeah. You know, but you shouldn't feel embarrassed because I saw this one guy one time. You know, it had like the cedar at the end of it, you know, like some of those cigars do just to decorate it. He just starts lighting it up with the cedar and he's smoking it and he's like, I'm getting a lot of cedar notes. And I'm like, no shit.
Wow.
You're smoking cedar, buddy.
Well, I have one video, too, that for some reason, too, this video has, like, a bunch of hits. And I don't know why, but probably because I'm totally chopping it. So in the beginning, you know, trying to master the whole, like, I'm looking at the angle with the camera because I don't want to be slouching or have my head cut off. So I'm, like, focusing on that, not looking really at the cigar. And I think it was, like, I think it was a Foundry. And I just chopped the hell out of it. I mean, I just took off so much, and I'm like, it was the only one I had, so I'm like, well, I was going to go with it. You know, maybe no one will notice. Well, of course, everyone's like, you know, leaving comments like, you're such an idiot. You know, you don't cut that much. I'm like, I know, like, it wasn't on purpose. So there's like, I mean, there's always those like Homer moments of like, duh, you know. But I don't know. I mean, there's really, some of the traveling has just been awesome. Like recently, like with the Pro Cigars, I got sick the last day too, so like the night of the gala party, I was done. Like I ate something. I think that was like the beach day, so I probably drank about 15 to 20 pina coladas over the course of the day.
Ooh.
And it was just like that night, it was just not good. You know, like I was ready to go, and of course you're like a million miles from home and have to be on a plane the whole next day. So that part was interesting, but there's just been a lot of cool people that you meet. That's been the biggest thing for me, is just all the people that you meet and seeing how welcoming people are. You know, everybody's so, because I'm kind of shy, like, in the beginning if I don't know somebody. So seeing that people are very receptive and welcoming is a great, you know, been a great reward.
Are you going to be at the trade show this year?
Absolutely. I'll be bugging you again about some, you know, social media tips. And
I'm willing to, just call me social media Yoda. I am willing to teach anybody that's willing to listen. But the problem is, I don't know, Belize, if you can even say this, and I probably shouldn't even say this on the air, but I don't think I'm going to be invited back to give the social media seminar this year. Can you believe that?
Why not? Who do I need to talk to? That's ridiculous.
Go talk to the president of IPCPR. I don't know. I've just heard this through the grapevine. I don't think it was anything to do with the content or anything like that, but I think they want to get other people involved, I guess, but I don't know. I thought it was funny because...
I thought it was really good. Like, I'm not kidding you. That was, like, I don't usually go to all the seminars, but that one was great. Like, I sat through it. I was, like, on the edge of my seat the whole time, like, taking notes. I still have my notes. Actually, I found them the other day. It was funny, in, like, a different one of the Cigar Aficionado bags that I had. I had, like, all these notes shoved in there, like, oh, Logan, and, you know, like, all your contact info, and, like, you know, make sure you tweet different stuff on, like, Facebook and Twitter, and, you know. I took notes. I'm, like, really, you know, I like that.
Can I tell you a funny story? And I don't think I've told you the story, Lisa, but I'm going to tell it because it's kind of a funny story. Is when you came up, I didn't know who you were originally, and we were talking. Well, one of the mods on Cigar Federation decided to take a picture of me and you talking. Mm-hmm. And that guy was like, oh, look who he's talking to, and took a picture. Well, then that jerk freaking sent it to my wife and was like, look at Logan. Look who he's talking to at the trade show. No. And my wife was like, who is this cigar vixen? And I was like, listen, babe, first of all, we were separated. She was down on the ground. I was behind a table, first off. And second of all, I was just doing it. But anyways, so it's a funny story. It was actually Jared who did that. So.
And now your wife hates me. No, you need to bring her so we can, like, smoke cigars and hang out now.
Well, if she wasn't pregnant, I would say yes, but I wouldn't want to talk to her now because she's pregnant, and she hates everybody, including me.
She doesn't hate me.
Well, she doesn't hate Seth. But she's never met Seth. But
I talked to her like one time.
Well, yeah, you said hi to her. But anyway,
I don't think anybody hates me. I don't think anybody hates me.
I know somebody who loves you.
Who?
Your boy, dude.
Who's my boy? Oh, come on, man. Don't go down that road.
Anyway, don't go down that road. Inside joke.
I think you're awesome. I think you're great.
Oh, thank you. I'm really like not.
Who I aspire to be like, you know?
So. Oh gosh! Please don't.
Here we go again.
Don't inspire me.
Cool, like, you know, you guys have great, like, all the different promos that you do. I'm like, wow. I get the emails. I'm like, man, you guys are on it. That's awesome.
We try. So let me ask you, like, with your we've got about 5 minutes left. So I don't want to take you long, but with your site, I mean, where do you see the direction of the cigarvixen.com going? I mean, I know you post your reviews and you do your videos on YouTube. But do you see it becoming more of a kind of a news review site, or do you see it being more of a community site with, like, forums and interactions and memberships? Where do you see your site going in, say, the next year to 2 years?
Yeah, I mean, I'd like to eventually have more of the forum thing going where people are, you know, leaving the comments and getting more activity on the site. I feel like I did everything kind of backwards. Like, I started really driving the YouTube platform, and then kind of from there, you know, funneling things over to the site. And I've been trying to focus more on that the last month or so, just trying to provide more content and trying to think outside the box and get a little more creative than I have been as far as, like, promotions and contests. But really, you know, I saw one of the questions on there, and somebody was asking about, like, do I plan on doing a cigar line or anything like that. So I can definitely say, like, no, that's not anything I have an interest in doing. I don't want to have my own, you know, cigar line at this point. I just want to continue to grow, you know, kind of what I've been doing, and hopefully have enough to, like, upgrade my equipment at some point, because I have very, mediocre equipment, and the sound is always an issue, and going different areas. So really just developing better content would be my goal, like, my immediate goal, and just driving more people to the site. And I'd like to have more of the forums and the chat rooms, and, you know, eventually get into maybe doing, like, the podcasting and things like that.
Well, if you ever wanted to.
You did a review on the boat, and I don't think anyone's ever reviewed a cigar on the boat before.
That one got so much hype. It was funny, because it's like, people that I think that don't follow me or don't watch my stuff regularly, that one was like, oh, you know, this chick's doing reviews in bikinis, and I got all this, like, oh my gosh. It's like, well, yeah, that was like one of, like, maybe two or three that I have a bikini, but it's like, I look at it like, I'm in Southern California, like, I'm a beach girl, I'm a beach bum, like, I will be in a bikini if it's appropriate. I'm not sitting at home in a bikini, like, I'm on a boat, it's a bikini. But that one was fun. That one was like, I had a friend of mine who was doing, kind of starting to get into, like, spirits reviewing, so she had,
the wine vixen.
Yeah, so,
I watched the video.
She kind of stopped doing it. Yeah, thank you. But she kind of fizzled out. But at the time, she was looking at doing that, so we paired up, and it was a lot of fun. I mean, it was like, how cool is it to be on a boat and smoke cigars and drink? I mean, that's ideal, you know. If I could do more of that, it'd be great.
So I got two questions here. One's an invitation. So if you ever want to start a video show, podcast, and broadcast it on Cigar Federation, the invitation is always, the invitation is there. So say that. And two,
the invitation is always, invitation is there.
The invitation is always open.
Good words.
I know. Thank you, Seth. My other question is, I know that we briefly touched on Falto Cigars. I mean, you said you weren't interested in having your own cigar line, which is totally understandable, but can you see yourself potentially becoming a brand ambassador for a brand that you really, that you can get behind?
No, actually, I've been asked a couple times to do something like that, and I just feel like right now that would kind of stop everything. You know, like if I just got behind one brand alone, then that'd be it. You know, it'd be like I'm giving up doing the reviews on everything else. And I would like to, you know, me with other people even, you know, just really be an ambassador for cigars in general. Like, I want to get past, you know, people that don't smoke. I'd like to break over into that and kind of educate them that, hey, cigars are different. It's a lifestyle. It's so much different than, you know, cigarettes and all these other things that are so negative. I would like to just become, you know, better known in the cigar industry and be an ambassador for the industry, not a specific, you know, cigar company. I mean, I definitely have my favorites, but, you know, I'm also open to smoking a lot of different ones. So.
Okay. No, I just had to ask. So, I mean, we've had you here about an hour. Seth, do you have any final words of wisdom?
Always check your sources.
Okay, so that was not what I was hoping for.
I don't have anything.
I was waiting for something else from that. Like, what
I mean, I mean, gosh, I'm just a guest, man. I don't know what I'm doing. So it's not Wet Embargo where I can just kind of rant on about crap and
speaking
shit.
Of, what's on tomorrow night?
Wet Embargo at what time am I on? 9 o'clock. 9 p.m. Maybe it's 8:30. No, 9 p.m. Wet Embargo, Catfish and Big Tuna hitting it up. So
there's
our little plug right there to all the viewers, since we get only a couple. We're like the midnight show.
You guys are like the midnight show. So, well, anyways,
no, I mean, awesome. I mean, it's cool. You know, Vixen, you're doing a great job. So you're rocking and rolling.
Hold on, I lost you guys for a second. Hang on.
Seth was in the middle of giving you a compliment.
I totally like it cut out, and then I don't know what happened. Hold on. Can you hear? Okay.
There we go.
There we go.
I'm telling you, I'm like a person. Yeah, you cut out like as soon as I said I thought you were gonna follow that with something, you cut out completely.
No, I was saying you're rocking and rolling, you're doing a really good job. Keep up the good work. So I just think that anybody who puts time into it is.
Thank you.
Thank you.
You guys are too. You guys are always like, you guys were there before, so you guys are continuing to rock it. So thank you for the compliment. I think that means a lot coming from my peers. So.
Absolutely. Yeah, no, I mean, Delisa, really appreciate you taking the time to come on and chat with us tonight. And, you know, really, really enjoy all your stuff and your website and wish you the best of luck. And obviously we'll be hanging with you at IPCPR this year. And yeah, until then, you know, not Seth because he's a loser and he won't come, but
I'm not allowed to go to Las Vegas.
That's not Uh-oh. Actually true. That's not true.
It's
not another episode.
That's a true story. Big tuna in Las Vegas.
Yeah, tuna's not allowed to go to Vegas. But next week we'll have a new episode coming up. I believe it's actually on Tuesday because Rob can't schedule his days right. We'll actually have John Huber with the Crowned Heads, same time, 8 o'clock Eastern Standard. With Crowned Heads on the 22nd. So, Delisa, But on Thursday, we will have me and Tuna, special episode.
Edición Limitada, Drew Estate
Cigar Safari about our experience. So, check that out for sure. Yeah, it's gonna be awesome. So, Delisa, appreciate you having coming on. Appreciate everyone watching the show tonight. See you guys next Tuesday at 8 o'clock. Everyone, have a great night.
Thank you.
All right, guys, have a great night.
You too.